سورة الهمزة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Woe to every slanderer and backbiter. Now this is very interesting. Allah mentions slander and backbiting together. Because generally if you tell people not to say something vicious about someone, they'll say, but it's true, it's true. And that's what ghibat is. This man said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, O Messenger of Allah, what if I'm saying something about someone which is true? He said, don't you understand, that is ghibat. Because if it's false, then that's slander, which is even worse. What is ghibat? What is backbiting? Mentioning your brother in a way that he would dislike. Not mentioning your brother something that you noticed about him, something that he would dislike. In other words, put yourself in that person's shoes. Don't just make that casual malicious comment and, you know, have your laugh about it. Mentioning your brother in a way that he would dislike. See the sensitivity Allah teaches us? That we're supposed to be sensitive to the feelings of others. Now someone who ignores this and merrily goes on saying whatever he wishes to say, woe to every slanderer and backbiter. Who has gathered wealth and counted it. He thinks that his wealth will make him last forever. Everything's going fine for him, so he assumes he must be doing something right. Kalla, never. Indeed, he shall be thrown into the crushing fire. And what will make you know what the crushing fire is? The fire of Allah kindled, which leaps up over the hearts. Indeed, it shall be closed upon them in pillars stretched forth. Now, why are the hearts mentioned here? These hearts that are full of envy and hatred and malice. And, you know, this malicious gossip. Now the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam warned us to be very careful of the words we utter. And he said, the gist of which was, a man may inadvertently speak a word which is so pleasing to Allah that Allah grants him paradise. And a man may recklessly say a word that Allah throws him in the midst of hell for that word. The words of harmless gossip that we so casually and complacently narrate.